I can't hear you, dude. I don't know what's going on.
That's all you leave me in the fridge.
Why do you buy crappy sandwiches?
Yeah, this is, you guys definitely have a crew.
The bird got there when it got there. The thing crashed when it crashed. David.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hey, Barney, are you there?
I'm here.
We're all here. Because I have a funny feeling there's going to be more than one of us on these podcasts.
David, I still can't hear you. You're totally dead. What the fuck, dude? I can't hear you. I don't hear anything. I'm talking to myself. So how was your week, Dave? Oh, it was great, Dad. It was fantastic. Dave, I can't hear you. Dave?
I figured it out.
There you go. What is it?
Figured it out. Oh, Skype. Freaking Skyping Skype.
Skyping Skype?
Yeah, you know. The same thing Skype does every time.
Oh, well, you have to switch over to a different audio or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. Let me call Todd. Dustin, I emailed him. He said he was coming, but he's not here.
Mm.
So hold on. You know, I'm trying to call Todd right now.
You know Dustin.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Not much. What's up?
Not much.
Not much with you. Yeah, how you doing, man? Dave, you sound really good. What'd you do?
I have a new microphone.
Oh, you do?
It's nice.
What kind of it really does sound good. What kind is it?
It's a Yeti USB. It's like a real sound microphone. Like,
yeah, no kidding. Nice. It sounds fantastic.
It's really nice.
Sounds like you're right here.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's a good thing. I let you know.
Like right next door.
I'm a sound quality guy. I am. Drives me crazy.
What'd you get a new one for? Did you just want a new one? Or?
No. I've been like streaming games and stuff lately, and so
I
want good quality. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Streaming that Destiny, but yeah, I wanted something that sounded really good, and this had really good reviews. So
a Yeti, I never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's the best microphone I've owned yet.
Yeah, no, you sound fantastic. Yeah, I mean, you really do. Mm. Like almost sexy.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like Todd, does he sound sexy?
Something, you know, listen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds sexy.
Hi, baby.
Like, you could do porn with that.
Oh,
stuff,
nice.
Man.
Yeah.
There you go. You make some extra money now.
It makes some extra cash. Exactly. Yeah, there you go, man. AsiaPorn.com. There you go, buddy.
He wronging re-puts his rings. Yeah.
Wait, let me whisper into the microphone.
Did
you hear? Can you hear his breathing? It's awesome.
Yeah, North Korean porn. It's like, Hans Bricks. Oh, Hans Bricks.
Yeah, so I guess Dustin's not coming. I emailed him. He's like, he sent me back some meme that said, oh, yeah. And of course, he's probably still sleeping or recovering from a hangover.
Probably. That sounds like Dustin. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so, I'll totally be there.
I'll totally be there. Yeah, I'm out of it, man. Yeah, I'm done.
That's dust.
So, did you guys have a good week? It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So doing them every two. So doing these every 2 weeks is get pretty good.
Yeah, it's better, I think.
Yeah,
I think so. Okay, good. Yeah, it's not like everyone's like, oh, I gotta go do it. You know, it's every couple weeks is cool. Everybody, I think, can set that in their schedule, which I think is okay. So I had a hell of a week. I did. Do you guys want to know what it was, or do you not give a shit?
Sure, what was it?
So, I think somebody, I think Dave dropped.
Did he?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, he did.
Oh, dude, my internet got sped up big time.
Did it really?
I went from 30 to now 60.
How? Like free?
Yeah, free. I still pay $50.
What happened? They just like upped your speed or something?
Yeah. Oh.
There we go.
Holy yeah, God. I woke up to an email. I think it was early Monday morning.
Yeah.
And they said, we've increased your bandwidth. And I'm like, really? You know, this is like 4 o'clock and I was, you know, had to get up to take a pee. So I checked my email on my phone. Yeah. And I'm like, no, they didn't. So I did a speed test.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Really?
60.
Wow. Yeah.
So I could get
on
Comcast? No, not Comcast. Fuck Comcast.
Oh, what do you want now?
Charter.
That's how I feel.
Oh, Charter. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So I guess they have this new thing. They're calling it Charter Spectrum, I guess, is their new product. Good. And so they just jacked everybody up.
Wow!
Yeah. They just ruled that you have 50 is the new minimum, or it's going to be the new minimum.
They just, for what?
For internet. They're writing a law right now. I think I actually got approved or something that where the because of the whole stink, the whole like free internet stink and stuff. And basically, what happened was Google. The Congress and all them guys, they use Google a lot. And since Google's a private company, Google basically cut Congress's internet. Like, they dropped Congress. They seriously dropped Congress and, like, every politician, like, they said, they were like, boop, here, have half a meg down and a quarter of a meg up for an entire day. Enjoy. And it pissed Congress off so much that they went to the FCC and was like, make a fucking rule right now. Because Google was like, yeah, you guys can just keep that. Until you fix this, you can just have no internet. And because we're a private company, you can't do shit. And if you fuck with us, we're Google, and we'll make it worse.
Exactly.
And we're like, Congress was like, yeah, fuck, we need to fix this. So they're writing a law right now that says they're making internet a basic utility the way that it should be. Anything under 50 megs down is the rule. So 50 megs now is a basic utility. Like, everyone should have it, period. It's like it's not negotiable.
So then what do they do about like farmland companies like us?
That's the big problem.
We can't get more than 12.
Right. That's the thing. That's the big like problem. That's the counter argument. But there's a time frame. It's like within the next, year or two, or you know what I mean, cuz they have to put all that infrastructure in, but they're making it a thing where it's like you will have 50 meg down, period. End of story.
Yeah, they were saying, well, the one I read, I didn't hear the 50 meg one, but the one I read was if these internet companies accept a government subsidy for those people like in like rural areas. And I guess they were saying, which believe it or not, was actually somebody in Congress was thinking, but they were saying if you accept a subsidy for putting in these rural internet services. I guess that they were doing like less than one meg down and something like 3 megs up or something
right.
like that, or vice versa.
Right.
And they were saying, well, if you're accepting this subsidy, you have to guarantee so many. I can't remember what it was. It was like 15 or 35 or something like that, because they were saying like. It's not just one computer or two computers in the house anymore. It's, video streaming. It's the cell phones. It's this. And I guess that there's been a lot of complaints saying, look, this just isn't fast enough. I can't have, my daughter on doing homework and we're streaming right. a Netflix movie and, we're not getting, squat when it comes to speed. So there was like, they basically said, if you're accepting this money if you're accepting this money, to put this stuff in, it has to meet a minimum speed requirement. I guess they jacked that up. So that's the one I read. I didn't hear about the Google one, but it wouldn't surprise me that, Google or one of these ISPs was like just saying, no, you're going to get 1 meg today. It is a flip of a switch now.
Yeah, that's the thing is like from what I heard, from what I read, I should say, on the internet, which is who knows how trustworthy it is, but there's an article on oh my goodness, I watch them all the time, Tech Syndicate, and they were talking about how basically they'd had the internet slow day where, I don't know if you guys know, a couple weeks, I think it was a week ago maybe, a bunch of websites like let's see, it was like Netflix, it was like all the guys that are getting screwed by Comcast, basically they set up a thing on their like front page where it was like they basically had like an April Fool's Day kind of, where they set up on their main page, like it was like, pay an extra $10 and you'll get your streaming back. And then if you click that ad, it was like, this is what the internet could look like if the FCC votes for internet slow lanes. And so like,
oh, it's the slow versus fast lane thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So
right now there's a thing.
And there's a bill in Congress, not in Congress, but it's in front of the FCC. And the SEC is deciding whether to classify the internet as a basic utility so that everyone has to, like, there's a flat rate that you charge because it's a basic utility, like for electricity and stuff, you know, they can only make so much profit off of that. So they have to charge exactly what they're paying.
Yeah, I read about that.
So basically they want to classify the internet as a basic utility so that people can, so you can only pay so much for it, because right now Comcast is making like, you know, 2000% profit, or you know what I mean? It's just some insane astronomical number because they're not really providing anything. It's stuff that's already there. The only reason they get paid for it is because they put the infrastructure in. So anyway, so in front of the FCC right now is a law that basically determines whether whether the companies can charge you for faster internet. And if it passes, that means that the more people pay, the faster their internet will go. So Dad, like, imagine if, well, I think you have fiber, right? But imagine if you were on, imagine if you're on regular internet again, if you're like back on Comcast.
And I was regular internet. I love the way that sounds. I was on regular internet again.
So imagine if you're on regular internet again and you got a letter in the mail and it was like, hey, that, you know, whatever, 50 down or 100 down or whatever you had. Like, if you want to keep that, you're going to pay us an extra $100 a month. And if you don't pay us extra $100 a month, then we're going to put you back down to like 10 or 5 or something. And so, period, because of this new law. And that's what people are facing is like, you know, if you want to use the internet, we're going to jack your internet price up $100. Like, if you want to keep using the internet at the speed you're at right now, we're going to charge you more, period. And that's basically what everyone's, like, fighting against. That's what the whole thing is about. So that's why it's such a big deal to, like, Google. Because the thing is if they do that and they start charging people more, then it hurts Google. It hurts Netflix. You know what I mean? Because people maybe can't afford that. And then the internet traffic goes down, which means the cost of ads goes down, which means – do you see what I'm saying? It, like, has this huge cascade effect. And that's why Google is, like, really freaking out about this, because they're like, dude, you're going to, like, screw our business. Like, if this goes through, you're going to fuck all of Google. And, like, nah. Like, we're Google. That's not the way this works. You know what I mean? Like, that's not how this works. Like, you're jumping into our territory now, and you're going to have a problem. Like, but, yeah. It's pretty serious.
Yeah, I guess it's something I'm trying to read a little bit up on in here, because there's – I guess it's falling back into that net neutrality thing, and I guess it's gaining more speed again. And I guess it says a majority of Congress is in favor of the net neutrality bill. And they're also stating here that basically outside of Verizon Fios, most people only have two choices. That's it, one or the other. Mm-hmm. And they said the average speed is 25 megabyte. And they're basically saying don't deregulate the wireline communication. Wireline telecommunications is what they're saying. So, yeah, so there's no choice and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So they're trying to basically put this thing forth where, you know, that basically it becomes like it's always been. It's just
It's
one internet. Exactly. That's it. There's no fast. There's no slow. There's no...
Right.
There's no nothing. You're right here. Websites slow down for a day to protest fast lane internet. Yeah. Right.
So the thing is right now the way that it is that they basically, you know, they charge you like what they consider a competitive price for like your internet. So, but it's the same for everyone. So like so Comcast charges like, let's say it's like $50 or $100. Well, Comcast like $200, but you know, if this is how much you get.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's insane.
Comcast.
I pay absurd amounts for the internet that I have. It's absurd.
Yeah, I bet.
So anyway, right now, the thing is, though, is that how you – Comcast can charge you whatever, but how you use that speed is totally up to you. So it's like right now it's like you pay this much for 50 down, and they have to give you 50 down for everything, for games, for Netflix, for streaming, for all that stuff.
Exactly.
They have to treat all the traffic the same. But – if this bill goes through if the FCC decides that internet traffic isn't all the same and that it's different, what happens is then Comcast can say, oh, yeah, well, we're partnered with, you know, Google, let's say. So all your Google services run fine. No problems. Everything is the same speed, whatever. But let's say we don't like Netflix because we're a cable company providing internet. We want you to use our cable. So we don't want you to use Netflix. So if you want to use Netflix, you have to pay us an extra $15 or we'll slow all of your traffic down going to Netflix. But since we like HBO, if you want to watch HBO, that's the same speed. You see what I'm saying? And so it just makes people auto go to like wherever they, you know, it's like, why would I use Netflix if I have to pay an extra $15 a month just to get the speed that I want when I can just go over here? And so like it's a really big deal. Like people don't realize it's a huge deal.
Yeah. Well, it really is because how much of a of the traffic is now, you know, streamed.
Right.
How many people stream Netflix? How many people stream, Hulu? How many people stream, YouTube, for God's sake? You know, it's one of those things where I think we're heading for it. These ISPs are arguing, hey, look, you know, we basically have to charge this because it's like their argument is it's like a pharmaceutical company where it's like, you know, they have to, you know, we invest billions of dollars into the research.
Right, and infrastructure too.
Yeah, and they're saying infrastructure, you know, to put all this stuff out. Right. And you know, now it's one of those things where if we can't recoup that cost, why would we do it?
Right.
Why would I lay new fiber in a housing development when I'm only going to be able to charge $25 a house? It's costing me $500,000 to do the infrastructure, but I can't recoup that cost anywhere.
Right.
So,
but the thing,
the FCC is trying to make it so that they can recoup the cost by doing what they call by charging a fast and a slow lane. Now, the fast and the slow lane is not, it doesn't really affect the consumer. That's something that's pretty much protected because what I just read was it's the FCC is leaning towards doing it, but only because it's not going to affect the consumer. The fast lane is like Verizon charging Netflix a certain amount more per month to carry their traffic and prioritize.
Yeah,
but
traffic. That does affect the consumer, though.
Oh yeah, it comes back.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. The thing is in the end, it bites us in the ass, 100%. And it's not just that.
No company ever pays it.
Right,
yeah,
right.
We pay,
and it's not. You know what I mean? And that alone isn't the problem. Like paying a little bit more for Netflix. Like people are like, well, whatever. It's $10 for Netflix. Like whatever. Maybe I'll do that. But the problem is that's like the beginning, right? Like once you get dealing with law, let's say
there's a precedent.
Exactly. Yeah. Once a company can say, yeah, well, you did it this one time, then that opens the door for like a bunch of different other precedents. So like it starts with Netflix. Like we want to charge Netflix $10 extra a month. And then that turns into like, hey, I know you guys really like using Google search where we're going to charge, you know, because so many people are using Google search and we use so much infrastructure for that, you know, we should recoup some of the costs. So now it's, you know, 5 cents every time we use Google search or it's, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's like the beginning where it like, you know, and then next thing you know, everything on the internet costs extra money and you can't, it's the internet is almost unusable because, you know, it's like, oh, do you want to, you know, oh, you wanted to go onto YouTube today to look up like a cooking video or something? Well, that's going to be an extra $5 because that video, you know what I mean? Like it sets such a crazy precedent that you just have to stop it here and be like, no, like internet traffic is the same, period, no matter what I'm using it for. You know, you guys are already gutting us for $200 a month to use the internet. Just stop. Like, just give us a break.
Okay, but let me ask you this. So let me play a little bit of devil's advocate. Todd, jump in here too. I'm an ISP, right? And all of a sudden between, you know, 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock at night, my traffic doubles. So my backbone, my switches, my cabling, all of my support, all of my routers, all of my repeaters, all this stuff goes through the roof because everybody, you know, is home and they're streaming Netflix or they're streaming YouTube or, you know, whatever they're streaming on. I start getting complaints. So I start to lose customers because there are at least two choices in most areas and people are going over to my competitor because they're offering a little bit more bandwidth, they have a little bit of a better infrastructure, and I'm losing customers because I can't beef up my back end enough to carry this traffic. How do I recoup that? How do I get money into my coffer to put a better infrastructure in to update my routers, my repeaters, my cabling, my switches, my support stuff. I mean, how do I recoup that?
That's why.
How do I get that?
That's the reason the internet is so expensive now, right? Like that's the reason you pay $200 a month for Comcast or, you know, $180 for Verizon or whatever company you're using. That's the reason you pay so much, right? Is because
your argument is it's already built in?
My argument is the infrastructure is already there. Like they're done.
But it has to be maintained.
In my case, they didn't charge me extra.
Right.
I went from 30 to 50, and I'm still paying the same as I have
So you guys are saying that really the bandwidth already exists. They can flip a switch and say, oh, that their infrastructure is already up to snuff.
Well, here, the thing, okay, it's so like...
Maybe they just have to get a newer Switch.
True.
Like,
and that's not, but an ISP Switch is very expensive.
Well, the thing is copper and fiber, like, it's copper and fiber, right? Once you have it laid down, it's there, it's good for a long time. So, like, all that infrastructure is already there, and maintaining it isn't as expensive as actually putting it in the ground. And so once you have the infrastructure, your cost goes way down. And that's where they're at now, where their cost is down, the infrastructure is in, and they're making insane profits off of people. And now they just want to make more profits, basically. Like, this is the only way.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems
great. I read – I can't remember what it was. Hold on. So I'm so sorry. I should have known this before I did it. I read some crazy stat that how much money Comcast makes off of just its router rentals. It was like $300 million or some shit.
They still rent out their routers?
Yeah. $8 a month.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't rent ours.
Right.
Well, yeah, mine came with the service. Yeah. I paid for it up front. I mean, I had to pay for it. But I paid for it up front, and it wasn't that expensive. It was like $100 or something. It was like nothing.
No, I was. I had purchased mine before, you know, because I didn't want to pay that extra fee, and then I was having issues. And they came out here, they redid stuff, and they said, "Hey,
I remember when you were having those issues."
We'll give you a router. You don't pay for it, and it'll save you $5 on your bill. Okay.
Oh wow.
Well then, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, Comcast.
But yeah, well, the thing is okay, but the difference between like us, right, and the average consumer, right, like we're all, I mean, all of us have been fairly bathed in the light of technology, I would say. So, you know, it's hard for them to come in to my house, let's like even my house, and be like, hey, you know, would you like this router? We'll charge you $5. Like, no, dude, I have a $200 router sitting right there. Like, no, I don't want your shitty router. Like, I have
my, yeah, a lot of,
like,
yeah,
the modem, because I don't want to dick with your shit. Give me the modem and then I'll do my own router. Thank you.
But well, they were doing, you know, people don't realize that, especially like on Comcast, they can go and buy a $100 router or modem. I guess, you know, I call it a router, but a router modem, it's what it is. It's both. It has a firewall built into it. Plus, you know, it can route the traffic in your house. But they don't realize they can buy their own.
Right.
And the Motorola ones, the Dock 3 ones, are really fast. And they're like $100 or something like that. But, yeah, you can go out and buy one and call Comcast and say, okay, you know, here's your modem back. I'm not paying you $8 a month. I have this new – and if you go to Comcast website, there's actually some that are they're recommended. It's like on some back page. I mean, they don't – I mean, you have to dig for it to find it.
Of course.
But you can call them up, and basically all you do is you read them the MAC address off the little sticker on the back. They add the MAC address to their network and say, okay, this one's now authorized. You basically plug it in, boot it up, and off you go, and you get rid of that $8 a month fee, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, these routers, they probably buy them in bulk, and it probably costs them $40 or $50 a router.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, they throw them out like they're trash or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, you can have your own. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how many people. But yeah, it was some ridiculous. I can't remember. I read it somewhere. I was like, what? I mean, they make a fortune off just these routers. So, you know, I get where you guys are coming from. I mean, and I really do. I mean, I'm lucky enough where, you know, I got a good deal on mine, and I'm very happy with it. And but like Todd, they did the same thing to me. All I had to do was sign up for. I got some email basically saying, "Look, you know, Verizon's doing this rewards thing. You know, where if you sign up for Verizon Rewards, we'll for me it was we'll match your download speed to your upload speed, because I was at 75/35, but I was getting more than that. I get like 85/45. You know, it's never like locked right in." So sure enough, the next day I get up and it's like the email was, you know, they sent it overnight and they said, oh yeah, okay, great. And it was free. I mean, this rewards thing was free. And it says, okay, you know, we've matched your speed. So now I have like 85 down and 83 up or something like that.
Mm.
So it's, you know, it's ridiculously fast. And, you know, I live in Virginia, so there's a lot of Fios running around here anyway. That's the predominant one here. We don't have Comcast, Comcast and Verizon, which thank God is the competitor here, because, you know, it's like fiber versus, you know, copper. I'd much rather have the fiber. It's so much faster.
Right.
So, yeah, so I completely get where everybody's coming from. I think net neutrality should be the law of the land, so to speak. I think everything should be treated as such. But I really don't disagree with the ISP saying, look, you know, for Netflix, you're making, you know, a fortune off of your service, and rightfully so. You worked hard. You know, you've built a good company. It's a service that everybody, you know, wants. I think it's for $8 a month. I think it's dirt cheap. But at the same time, I have to carry that traffic. You know, you're relying on my infrastructure to do this. I'm going to charge you, you know, a dollar a person or whatever they're doing on that. But I would only charge them for the time, you know, that just that the area of time that it's at its most, you know, like 6 to 11 or whatever it is. You know, I would come up with some sort of package. I don't mind that they do that, because it does saturate the network at one point, but I don't know that I would go with a fast lane and a slow lane. I don't know that I would tier it that way. I would just say, look, I'm carrying your traffic. If you want me to carry it at a level that you want, if you want me to guarantee a service to you that it's going to be, you know, 3 megabit or 5 megabit down, so that, you know, they get the HD picture, whatever, I'm going to have to charge you a little bit more for that, because, you know, all of a sudden I get, you know, 500,000 people, you know, streaming an HD movie off there. That's a lot for my infrastructure to carry, because I still have other clients and other customers that are not using Netflix that need to have, you know, need to be, you know, have speed too. So, I mean,
but now you're talking about throttling, right? Which is like a totally different issue, where it's like, you're talking about the same thing, where it's like prioritization of data, basically, where it's like the dude streaming the HD movie doesn't necessarily need, you know, he requires more, and he requires more infrastructure, and therefore it should like cost more for him. But that, like, okay, let me ask you this. Why did you go away from Verizon? Their data limits, right? That shit pissed you off, and you're like, 4 gigs a month is not enough, right?
No, they suck.
Okay, well, they suck in general. But the data limits. Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is the data limit on Verizon, right? Where it's like 4 gigs a month, and then once you're over that, they charge you out the asshole for it, right?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that was part of
that
it.
Sucks.
Yeah, sure,
okay. So imagine if your internet did that. Imagine if you would get online at 8 o'clock at night, and it was like, whoa, are you trying to watch Netflix right now? Because you didn't pay this extra fee that we want. And because of that, you know, now suddenly it's like your internet's moving at one down because you didn't pay this extra fee. Prime time you need your internet. That's ridiculous. But, that's so.
No, I completely agree. No, I think, look, I completely agree with that. And I don't think Todd would want to pay. I mean, if Nia wanted to watch a movie on Netflix and all of a sudden it popped up and said, well, put your credit card in. We got to charge you $3 to go onto this fast lane so you can get the movie. Todd would go, fuck that. You're watching it in SD and have a nice night. I mean, that's just the way it would be. And I'd do the same thing. I'm not doing that. But the cost isn't being passed on to me. It's being passed on to Netflix. So Verizon isn't charging me. It's not coming up and saying, Mr. Drakoulis, you're going to pay me more money to stream Netflix. It's going to Netflix and saying, look, to carry your traffic, to prioritize your traffic, I have to charge you a little bit of money.
They're already doing that, though.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. That already happened. They already went to Netflix and was like, you need to pay us more.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Netflix did.
Netflix did, right. And now this is after that. They're saying, okay, now that we have that, now we want internet fast or slow lanes. So on top of that, they want more stuff. And like that, like at some point you have to draw a line.
Well, that's say, yeah, no, oh, now that like, I don't know. No. Like, yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Look, here's the thing. ISPs want to make it like a phone bill. Like, well, we're going to charge you this little tax, and there's this little tax, and then there's a carry fee, and then there's a sunlight and a nighttime fee, and you're in your bathroom streaming fee, and, you know, they love fees. They love to actually nickel and dime you to death. I completely agree with you. Flat rate, this is what it is. Everything's the same. Have a nice day. So I completely understand that. I completely get that.
Right.
But at the same time, if I'm an ISP, if I'm looking at it from that perspective, if I'm saying, look, I need to recoup this cost, there is an upfront cost to me. How do I recoup that cost? And then how do I maintain an infrastructure that's screaming for more bandwidth? For me to be competitive, I have to create for Todd, so he wakes up one morning, he's got 50-50. All of a sudden, he's got all this bandwidth. Or what'd you get, Todd, 50?
60.
60. So Todd wakes up one morning, he gets 60, you know, in there. Well, that's an infrastructure upgrade. That's better switching. That's you know, a better pipe to his house. That's better routing. How does the ISP recoup that cost? There is an upfront cost. So how do they do that? So I don't have a problem with them going back to these large carriers or these large providers such as Netflix or something like that and saying, look, to carry this traffic, I have to upgrade my network because I want to provide Todd a better experience so I keep him as a customer. I keep his $100 a month coming into me. How do I do that? Well, I give Todd free upgrades. I my service is upgraded. But to do that, there's a cost to me. How do I recoup that cost? So I know what you're saying, Dave. I know what you're saying, that they're trying to actually have, you know, their cake and their pie and everything. You know, trying to have their whole dessert and eat the whole thing, and that needs to stop. But I don't mind them going back and saying, look, Netflix pay me a little bit more. YouTube pay me a little bit more. You know, that's why, you know, Google's putting in its own fiber. It's like, well, screw that. I'm not going to pay you idiots. I'll just put my own fiber in, and I'll have them as customers for life. And I'll recoup it from my ad base and all this other stuff, where these other ISPs don't get that. They don't have, you know, this ad base crap that they can do. That's why Comcast is doing that crazy router thing. Todd, you're not doing that router, that crazy ad thing, are you?
Oh, fuck no.
God damn, that pissed me off, man. I'd be so pissed. So, Dave, I completely understand what you're saying. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I think there should be just everybody knock it off. Stop trying to cut it up. The internet is as essential as it is now as a telephone was back when I was growing up. End of story. Right? So there's a flat fee for it, and that's
– I think if you disagree – like a lot of people will argue, you know, because I've had this argument with other people where it's like, you know, they're like, well, it doesn't make sense that the internet should be classified, you know, as a basic, you know, thing.
Oh, I think
and so. I'm like – and, you know, and my answer is, well, why not? And they're like, well, you know, because you don't – you know, you don't need it. Like, there's people in the world who don't need the internet. And I was like, okay, well, while I agree, like, if you're a bum, like, you don't need the internet, that makes sense to me. Like, if you live in the current modern society, like, if you operate in the modern society at all, even a little bit, the internet is a required thing. Like, the internet becomes a required thing when you can receive, you know, business documents, you know, you can sign digitally, you can, you know, when you can perform legal business actions on the internet, it becomes a thing that you require. Like, period. End of story.
How do you pay your bill?
That's what I'm saying. The internet is a thing. It's a required thing, service now, period. End of story. I don't think you can argue that.
Yeah, no, I log into my bank and every single time, I don't care if I say, don't show this to me again. I don't ever want to see this again. You're going to send me a paper bill because I have it for auditing purposes, blah, blah, blah. Every single time I log into my bank account, it says, do you want to go green?
Are you
do
sure?
you want to stop paper billing? And if I click yes, then how am I supposed to get my bill? How am I supposed to pay it?
Right.
But I have to disagree with you on the bum thing. I think that we should give every bum a phone because it will save us money in the long run. Would you like to hear how?
Okay. I'm on. Let's. I put my fucking conductor hat on. Let's take this train. Where are we going? Where are you going with this one, Dad? I'm interested to see.
Here's how my mind thinks. Give every bum a phone, right? Google gives every bum a phone. Every single bum panhandles, right? And what are they panhandling for? Alcohol, right?
Oh, God.
So if Google gives every single bum a phone, and then when they turn their phone on, an ad pops up with deals on alcohol.
This is the duh.
Throughout the region that the bum is in, because it locates them, then they would save money, which in turn – they would not have to panhandle so much.
Google, why haven't you hired this guy yet?
Which would save us money because they wouldn't need so much money because the alcohol is cheaper based on the alcohol ads that Google is providing to the phone.
Dad, you...
So if a jar of Boonesberry is $3
at Bob's
Liquor Store.
Hold on, Dad. I think you're dividing by zero right now. You need to be careful.
No. But over at John's Liquor Store, it's $2.50.
Crazy.
That's 50 cents less that this man has to, or lady has to get from one of us walking by. I'm telling you, I'm a think tank. I'm a fucking think tank. I really am. I mean, I'm a fucking think tank. I really am. So, okay, now that we've had a 30-minute conversation on net neutrality.
Right.
It's important. Well, I guess
it's important. It's an important conversation.
You and I have been, like, yapping here, and Todd's just jumped. I know. Todd, what do you think? I mean, do you think this is crazy, or?
I mean, I don't want to be paying extra for my shit.
Yeah. Do you think it's a right, though? I mean, like, I don't want to say a right, but, I mean, do you think it's a necessity?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, I really do.
I mean, if you live in a house, live in an apartment, or a freaking shack that's got freaking power, you know, you need internet.
Yeah. I completely agree.
I mean, I don't know that you need, you know, freaking blazing fast internet like, you know, I mean, 3 megs, I mean.
Yeah, 3 to 5 megabit. Yeah. I mean, if you had a 3 to 5 megabit pipe, then you could, I mean, and honestly, you know, then you could honestly say, look, you know, people could watch, you know, videos for school. They could do their homework. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, because really there's no more encyclopedias. I mean, the reference now is gone. I mean, how many libraries have been shut down? How many? I mean, it really isn't. The internet is now the library. That's what it is. You know, I mean, amongst everything else. But it's a library now, too. So, you know, if you get a homework assignment that say go look up George Washington or something like that, I mean, look at the amount of information that you have on him now. You can go, you know, to YouTube and find videos on him. You could go to, you know, I don't know how many pieces of reference material would be on the internet for it. Library of Congress is online. I mean, you know, I mean, whereas if you don't have internet, it's like, where's the nearest library? Oh, that closed 5 years ago. Fuck.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, really,
it's
seriously.
Not, you know, it's funny. It's like, it's
really is almost a right.
Yeah. Now. It's not just that. It's like
a necessity, I should say. Necessity. Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
It is. It's a straight up necessity. And the thing is, it's only going to get worse too. Like over the next like 5 years, let's say, it's just going to get exponentially worse where it's like, right, everything you do is going to be on the internet. Like, there's going to come a point, I think, where, you know, if you want information, we're almost there right now, basically. But it's like, if you want information, you will no longer consult, like, other people, your boss. Like, you'll go straight to the internet and be like, okay, what is the
best? Your boss will be the internet.
Exactly. What I mean to say, not, you know, not, like, omnipotent, you know, like, evil internet. But I mean, like, the thing is the internet is going to be the place where you get everything, right? Because it's such a bigger pool of people. Like, instead of saying, like, what does this one guy think about the situation? Like you're a doctor, let's say, okay? And you want to know about this specific type of cancer. Like, do you think they go to, like, the two dudes they know, the two cancer doctors they know, and they're like, hey, what do you think about this cancer? Before, that's the case. Well, but now they go to the internet.
No, I think they do both.
Mm.
I mean, honestly, I think that they would go. I mean, because I was reading this article where, I can't, it's like 71% of all doctors now belong to some sort of like healthcare consortium.
Right.
Like a Blue Cross, Health Net, whatever it is, right? So, I mean, a lot of doctors are now in groups. So they would go and they would say, look, Dave, Mr. Draculis has cancer. And they sit down around a table and, I mean, they present their cases, you know, what's the best treatment? But at the same time, it would be, well, what's the latest and greatest? Well, they would go to the internet. Well, this place in Amsterdam or in Europe, or they have cutting edge, this, that, or the other thing.
Right.
So I think it's both. I think it's used as much as like consulting something else. You know, I mean, like Todd and I, we couldn't do our job without Google. We run into a problem, you know, first thing Google, we look up the error code, we look up, you know, whatever. And that's where we go. I mean, that is that's our knowledge database.
Right.
It's just the way it is.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say is that like more and more the internet is becoming so ingrained into the way that we do things that the only conclusion of that is that it is something that you require. Like it, you know what I mean? It's a phone now. It's a, you know what I mean? It's a basic necessity that you need to survive in our current society, period.
Sure. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. No, I completely agree. You agree, Todd?
Yep.
Yep. I agree. Yep. I think Todd's taking a shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. A little cough.
Might be.
So I was going to tell you guys like 38 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So this week I was doing a backup on my system and all of a sudden I got this pop-up running that says, hey, you're smart, which is the hard drive monitoring stuff that most computers have now. Mm-hmm. There's a problem with one of your drives. And these are my expensive 10K drives, my really expensive Velociraptor drives that I have. And they're only 2 years old. not even 2 years. No, 2 years old. They're 2 years old. And I was like, what? So I started playing around with it a little bit. I went into the BIOS. I unplugged the drive, reset it, changed the cable, that kind of thing. Still getting this error on. And all of a sudden, I turned off like all the sound in my office. And I started, put my ear down to the drives. And sure enough, I was going tink, tink, tink. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh.
So, yeah. So they were, toast, right? So thankfully, I had done my backups, right? So I had this big, fat file. And this was my game drive, too. So I had this big, fat backup from Acronis. I'm like, okay, cool. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to go buy. And they're under warranty. So I have to ship them back and I have to go through all this crap. Which was funny because when I did the warranty thing on it, it doesn't ask you, and this is the weirdest thing, when you fill out the form, it doesn't ask you what state you're in. It just says, give me a zip code, and it's supposed to take the zip code to the state, right? Well, I put my zip code in, it says I lived in El Salvador. Honest to God. I put my zip code, and I looked at it, I'm like, no, El Salvador.
Wait.
So that was a whole,
Are you trying to tell me you don't live in El Salvador?
I don't live in El Salvador.
What
Dave, I'm sorry.
What is going on?
I know. I'm sorry. I moved to Virginia.
You're just moving all over the place.
I am. I have FiOS.
One day,
I just take it everywhere.
One day
I go,
you're in El Salvador. The next day, I mean, geez, Dad.
Exactly. Well, that was a whole other email trail to support. Anyway, so I finally get everything all set up. So I ran over to Best Buy, and they had a couple of. $70 1 terabyte hard drives, which was perfect. So I just bought a couple of 7200R, and I was going to rate them anyway. So, speed's fine. Brought them home, threw them in the system, blah, blah, blah. So I go to use Acronis, and I had done full backups on Acronis, meaning like I don't want to do an incremental or anything. I wanted to do one big, large backup. And I go to restore it, and Acronis came back and said, well, I need the very first backup that you did. I didn't do a first backup. This is the backup. No. I have to have the first backup. I said, I'm looking at my screen going, this is not, you have,
you
this is
understand.
It.
This is the one.
This is
listen
the backup.
Here.
Right.
This is the Neo.
You stupid piece of shit, right?
You're looking at it.
So obviously I'm in some sort of loop. So I reboot the system, blah, blah, blah. No. I need the first. I got to have the, I'm like, what are you, what the fuck? This is one big, no. I have to have, so anyway, so I ended up just mounting the backup, because you can just bring the backup and kind of, like, it's kind of like a big zip file. I mounted it and I had to copy every file out of it. That took me probably 4 or 5 hours to copy everything back onto the hard drive. But bottom line is that the Acronis backup, for some reason, kept thinking I was doing an incremental, even though it was doing a full backup. So I don't know what's wrong with this software. So I ended up dumping Acronis. I went over to Novastore, and that backup solution seems to be doing much better. So if you're using Acronis, I highly recommend you test your backups if you think that your backup is a full backup, because mine didn't think it was. It still thought it was an incremental backup. So just a word of caution here. Everybody just go test your backups if you're using Acronis, because – it may not work for you when you absolutely need it. So I was pissed. Oh, I was freaking pissed. So I ended up buying a new one because I've had enough. This is like the third time Acronis has done this to me, and I'm just done with it. Like, go away. I'm going to do a completely different backup solution because you suck. Or use the Microsoft backup. There's a free one in Microsoft. You use that one too. That one will work too. I'm done with Acronis enough. So did you guys hear about the new Dave, you don't have a – do you have an iPhone?
I've got a 5S.
You have the 5S.
Yeah, but I'm going to upgrade to a Note 4, though, when it comes out.
Yes, me too. I am doing the Note 4.
Oh, yeah, 'cause you don't want to microwave your phone.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. We're going to talk about that. That
I don't want to – I don't want – I don't – yeah, yeah.
How many idiots tried that?
You know, I heard – I don't know if you guys know this, but I heard that if you put your phone in the microwave, it charges the batteries.
That's what
really
I heard.
Fast. Yeah. I heard if you do that.
But it only works for Apple.
But it only Apple phones, but yeah, it only works for Apple phone. The thing is, here's the thing. They have that aluminum unibody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
right.
Because of that, the trans waves, they permeate.
Translates.
They permeate deep down into the battery's core. And what happens is those trans waves, they cause what we like to call some PFM. And then that PFM becomes battery power. It's pretty great.
Oh, is that how
yeah,
it works?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so
don't put your phone. Please don't put your phone in a microwave.
My God,
please,
man.
Please don't.
PFMs. Hey, dude, put your phone in.
There's
some PFMs,
that
man.
I said the PFMs happen in there. Yeah.
So I wasn't really sure what to make the post of the week. I put that the iPhone bending.
That's a good one
was,
too.
Yeah,
that one I thought was hilarious at a level that I couldn't even comprehend. First of all, how tight are your fucking pants that you bend a fucking iPhone?
I need
a lot,
that,
a lot
you
of skinny jeans out there.
You understand?
Oh my God!
I gotta get my pants tight enough that if my pants aren't tight enough to bend an iPhone, they are not close.
Jesus,
tight enough. Okay,
I mean, how much fat are you holding in that you actually bend an iPhone?
I need those pants to be that tight. Do you understand? Like, it's vital. It's so important.
It was. First I thought there was a problem.
Right.
Like, okay, Apple has literally made the iPhone so thin.
Right. They've shit the bed. Apple
right,
has
that
shit
you
the
can
bed.
Actually just go up there now and don't touch your phone because it'll bend. Well, I guess I can't remember if it was Consumer Reports or Apple did it. Somebody did it. It takes 70 pounds of pressure to bend an iPhone. 70 pounds. So I don't understand how – I don't understand that at all.
You know,
where do you put your phone – that you generate. I mean,
no,
what are
no,
you got I'll a big you, enough gadunky dunk that you just bend over and the damn fucking phone bends?
I'll tell you what happened is they probably.
I have never heard of a phone bending.
They had their phone. You know what happened is they had their phone in their pants, and they had some other shit in there too. You know what I mean? They probably had like their wallet or you know what I mean. And so the phone goes over the wallet, and the wallet becomes like a seesaw. You know what I mean? Where it's like a ton of force right in the center of the phone. It's
yeah.
Like, yeah, of course your phone bends. You know, you put your phone over the, you know, over an apex basically, and you're trying to bend that thing in half. Like, yeah, of course it bends. Like, you're an idiot. You have too much stuff in your pockets. Like, take your keys and your phone out of the same pocket. You won't have.
God, I mean, I could not. I just could not fathom that. I was just what? And but like I said, when I first read it, I thought that there was an issue. You know that. That they had created a phone that was, you know, because Apple went, you know, they love thin and, you know, look at, we're down to 1 micron of metal and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then I'm thinking, well, you have the battery in there. I mean, there's a lot of structure in there, right? How do you bend a battery? I mean, you have to bend the battery too. You don't just bend the phone, you bend the battery too. Yeah, it said something like they had to actually generate something like 70 pounds of pressure to bend the phone. And I guess it ended up being like, I think I read. I want to say it was like four people or something like that. And of course, it exploded on the internet. Oh, the iPhone bends, you know,
right.
That kind
of
crap.
Of course.
So
the internet, yeah,
yeah. But then,
anything.
You
Apple.
Know what Samsung? You know what Samsung said?
But
go ahead and try Ben our Note 4.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Good luck.
Give it a shot.
Good luck.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Ours doesn't bend.
Ours doesn't.
So yeah. So this means absolutely nothing to anybody, but you guys like AC/DC, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so I read, you know, that Malcolm, the brother of Angus, you know, he was the rhythm guitarist for AC/DC, mm-hmm. one of the founding members, right?
Right?
He's no longer in the band. He left for medical reasons. I read this morning he has dementia.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I thought he had cancer.
That's what everybody was saying, because the band was just saying it was a, you know, a disease that would keep him out. So mm-hmm. I guess it became – and the band didn't say that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was one of those things. Well, I read this morning that it's dementia. He's in a hospital in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it is. I mean, can you imagine you've – one of the greatest bands ever. I mean, you put AC/DC up there with Led Zeppelin and
– Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, they're just one of the greatest bands ever. And all of a sudden, you get to the end of your career. You're worth millions and millions of dollars. You've busted your ass, you know. And all of a sudden, you can't remember it. It's gone. Reality to you is just in and out. It's just a sad way to go, man. Just a sad, sad way to go. But I was like, damn, I thought that was bad. So the new Far Cry, there's a couple of new Far Cry 4 trailers out. I never played through Far Cry 3.
What the fuck is the matter with you? No. You played through Far Cry. I'm pretty sure you did.
I did. No, I never played through it. I got about halfway through it and I stopped.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and the reason I did was I am not into running around and shooting an ant. I can't comprehend all the crap I have to do to build something to make a better. I don't just. If there's a gun on the ground, give me the fucking gun with some bullets in it so I can shoot this bastard. Okay? I don't want to build poison tip sword shit or I couldn't fathom what.
We're not talking about the same game because Far Cry 3 was a lot of shoot shit. There wasn't a whole lot of not shoot stuff in that game.
Well, I'm going to revisit it. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Okay? Because I might have been in a Call of Duty mode where it was like, just give me the weapon. I want to shoot everything. And I'm going to revisit
here's
it.
The
but
thing.
Anyway, so far,
thing about,
here's
no,
the
no,
one
no,
thing about
I remember. Far- I remember you specifically. I remember specifically. You sent me a screenshot or something. I remember because there's a level in there where you get the flamethrower the first time and you go through and just like torch this entire like field and you kill a bunch of dudes. And I remember you talking about it and being like, I got the flamethrower and it was so awesome. Like,
I'm not saying the game wasn't awesome. I'm just saying I never completed it. I'm just, for me, I can't remember what it was. It was like, go shoot a pig or I had to shoot like pigs.
Well,
I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Yeah, all the weapon upgrade crap. And I was like, man, I don't do all that crap. I don't give a shit about that. So anyway, but I stopped playing it. But I'm going to go revisit and play it because I saw the new Far Cry 4 trailer and I saw that you can actually ride an elephant through a city or a little town and kill people. Mm. And I'm like, I want to ride the elephant. Mm. That's going to be fun. And Far Cry 4 is also the one where like you don't have to own the game, but you can come in and help. Somebody can come in and help you complete a level.
Right.
So I think that'll be cool. And then, of course, we have the new Borderlands, the pre-sequel. Of course, that's coming out in a couple weeks.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be awesome. And, David, I wanted to ask you about this. There was a lot of news about this loot room.
Oh, yeah.
In Destiny. What is...
It's not even a room, it's a cave. The loot cave, yeah.
Yeah, what is this? Todd, have you seen this loot
cave? No, I mean, I asked Nia last night when I was reading the show notes. I'm all, what's the loot room? And she looked at me like deer in the headlights, huh?
Yeah, there is some...
Okay.
It's a bug.
It's not a bug. It is a bug, but it's not a bug. Okay, so...
Oh, okay.
It's kind of both, right? Like, it's one of those things where it's like... It is a mistake by Bungie. It is a bug, technically, but it's one of those bugs that Bungie can't punish people for. They can just get rid of it and say no one can use this anymore. Basically, what the loot cave is in Destiny, there was a spot that you could stand, and a bunch of people would stand together, and you could just shoot at this cave, and it would constantly spawn monsters all the time. And what would happen was, is if you shot at this cave for long enough, eventually you were getting like really high-level gear, like some of the best gear in the game. Because you're killing so many monsters so quickly that the chance of them dropping something good just, like, you know, was so hot. Like, over time, you know, you just kill so many that eventually you would get legendary stuff. So people would stand out there for, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours and take a character, completely gear a character and, like, complete endgame gear just for free. And so, but the thing is you have to set it up very specific. There's like a very specific way to set it up. You have to kill certain monsters and like, so that the, you know, the ones that you want will spawn when you want them to spawn, et cetera, et cetera. But once you get it set up, I actually tested this a lot. I leveled the character. The level cap in Destiny is 20. And I leveled the character from 1 to 20. Well, it's like from 3 because you have to do a couple missions to get there. So it was from like level 3 to 20. I did it in a single day. And when my character hit level 20, it was fully geared to raid. In fact, I raided on that character. I started that character on Tuesday, and I raided on it yesterday. That's the power of the loot cave. It's that insane. And so Bungie, the thing is Bungie was like, okay, well, this is our screw up because we set these monsters to respawn as much as they do. And someone just happened to notice, like, man, there's a lot of monsters here that just spawn forever. And so the thing is, they got rid of it. It's gone now. Like, they've removed it from the game, and it's super funny because now people are just finding new ones to do the same thing.
They said, like, Yeah, somebody came out and said, like, there's Loot Cave 2.0.
Yeah,
or
yeah. So they've already found another spot that does exactly the same thing. So, like, Bungie is going to have to go through and just nuke all of these. Because the problem that they're having is that the loot caves are more, they're just more efficient. Like, the thing about a loot cave is that it's so useful. You know what I mean? It's so efficient. Like, why would I do all this? Why would I raid and do all this crazy stuff when I can just go stand in front of this cave for 4 hours, turn YouTube on in the background, and just pull a trigger on my PlayStation controller and get everything that I want? So it's like, you know, they're trying to get, Bungie's trying to do their best to get rid of it, but I think...
Well, so Todd, you got to tell Nia about it.
Yeah.
Have her go research where this 2.0 is and let her go level up. Yeah, before they get rid of it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, I was like, so... Because somebody said it was something like... like, you know, you go, like, into these treasure caves, like, in Borderlands 2.
Mm.
So they would have, like, treasure rooms in Borderlands 2 where you go and there's, like, all these boxes and money and weapons. I mean, you got, like, I was like, whoa,
that's,
you know, look, like, at all this stuff, you know.
That's,
and they were comparing it to that. Yeah.
It was, in a way, it's, like, not the same. Like, in Borderlands, when you go into a loot room, that's chests. And you open chests and there's all kinds of guns and shit, but this is different where, like, in Destiny, it doesn't work that way. In Destiny, the mobs drop these things called engrams, which are, it's not the actual weapon. You go turn him into a vendor, and he gives you weapons for them. Is the way that it works.
Right.
You can get like a random. It's like there's like a random chance to get something instead of like this is what you got.
Right.
So what you do is you stand outside of this cave, and you over time you just shoot into it a bunch. Okay. And then when you go back into that cave, there's just loot everywhere. Like it's just wall to wall. You know, glowing the way that you would want a loot cave to be. You know what I mean? Like when you kill a boss or do something big, you want there to be like this big payoff at the end. And that's one thing that Destiny, I will say, doesn't have very much. The loot drops are only at the very end of dungeons instead of like when you kill mob, which is super actually because it's nice when you kill something and a bunch of loot pops out of it. You know, that feels good where it's like, yes, we killed this thing, give me my loot. So anyway, so this loot cave, if you stood out there for an hour, let's say, shooting into this thing, when you walk back into the cave, you just get so much at the same time. It feels so good, so rewarding. But yeah, Loot Cave.
Wow. Hmm. So yeah, I mean, Todd, you gotta go.
I gotta go.
You
gotta
go. Yeah, you gotta go. Like
it's just, on Reddit.
Absolutely. Yeah,
yeah.
You gotta go. Just it's go for broke, man. Well. I mean, that's just
it's on the it's already on the it's already on the Reddit, the Destiny Reddit. Here, hang on.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the new one is called the Red Loot Box. Here, I'll link it so that you can show it to Nia.
Okay.
But it's pretty hilarious. Like this whole loot cave thing is super funny because basically what was happening was there's a lot of people were getting really frustrated with Destiny like at the end game because there's you have to do a lot in order to like raid and stuff like that. And so then this loot cave thing happened and people were like, "Holy shit. Like we could just bypass all the work and just get to the end game cool stuff instantly." And actually it was like a really good thing for Destiny. Like it was actually a good thing for Destiny and them getting.
Was it really? Yeah. Why?
I think it was just a boost that the player base needed. Like I think that's why Bungie didn't patch it as soon as they figured out what was happening because there was this. What happened was there was this really big gap between like players that got lucky and players that didn't get lucky because all of Destiny's loot is RNG, so it's like all rolls. Like you either roll well and get insane loot and just gear past everyone else, or you don't. And you get stuck in this like loop where you're just waiting for something to drop so you can get better at the game or like you know become stronger basically. And so what the loot cave did was is it bypassed all that and let all the people like that didn't have the time, you know what I mean, to put it into the game and all that stuff. They could just bypass all the dungeon grinding and all that stuff and like actually go raid and do the cool stuff in the game. So I think like having that loot cave out for as long as they did, I think that's going to help a lot of people stay with the game, which is like weird, but I think it was like a good thing for. For the limited time it was there, I mean.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No kidding. It almost makes me want to play.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost want to just kind of, you know, just jump in. Hey, well, why not, you know, and just, you
like
know,
I said,
just go get my.
What's weird, like I said, like, but it's, I think it's a good game, but you have to put time into it. It's not one of those games where you're going to play it for an hour or two and you're just going to be like, oh, it's the best game ever. Like, that's just not.
So you, how many hours do you think you've put into it, Dave?
Oh, a lot.
Really?
An embarrassing number, I want to say on the stream. Yeah, quite a bit. I play it like I play, like you would play, like an MMO. Like I put quite a bit of time into it. It's I will say this, it is starting to get like slightly stale, with the exception of the like the weekly stuff you can do. The daily stuff is like getting really stale. The thing
is, is it like the same thing just kind of redone?
See, that's the thing, right? It's like the daily stuff is very similar. It's very much the same. The thing that makes it different is that because it's a first person shooter, that, you know, each fight is very different, but it's a lot of the same strategy. You know, it's like a boss with a lot of HP and a bunch of adds, and that gets old after a while. So I like a lot of the really fun, like the really hard encounters, the ones that really challenge you. That's all like at the end game. That's like in the raid, the current raid that they have out now.
See, now, Todd, what do you think? I mean, are you playing it or is it just Nia?
I played it a little bit. Ania's constantly on it.
Really? Yeah.
And actually the other night she wanted me to play, so I played as her, which probably confused a lot of people that were playing because I suck. So smart. She's on level like 14 or 15 and I'm out there shooting the fucking sky. and then, you know, I'm killing people, you know, not very many, but you know, I'm shooting more for the sky. And I'm just, you know, fucking goofing.
It's like me playing Halo. It's like me playing Halo.
Yeah. I'm just like, goofing around.
Yeah.
And then Nia's like, I finally died a few times, and then Nia's like, okay, let me play. So I give it back to her. She gets in there, and she just starts kicking everyone's ass, and people are probably like, dude, what the fuck is up with this person?
Hell?
How are they so shitty and then so good? But yeah, no, she's always playing. She'll take the freaking PlayStation, and she'll go put it in her room because her monitor has HDMI on it.
Right.
So once she found that out, she's like moving shit around.
Oh, you're slowly going to start seeing the TV go, the stereo go.
Yeah, right.
Everything just ends up in the room.
Yeah.
So
no, she digs it.
Oh, cool. I'm glad. I mean, it's one of those games that I thought it was. I thought the hype was too much.
Okay. I will say this definitely. 100%. I agree with you. Hype was way too much because you guys are going to laugh, but I completely forgot because I had pre-ordered the game like months ago and I had completely forgotten the game even existed. In fact, I didn't know it was coming out until GameStop called me and was like, hey, you know, Destiny, that's coming out in like 2 days, so you should. And I was like, oh shit, is it really? Like, I hadn't even been paying attention. And so I was not overhyped for the game. I wasn't, you know, I didn't go into it expecting the next like Halo. You know what I mean? Right. I just went into it like, oh, this seems cool. And because I went into it with that mentality, and I hadn't seen anything before that, I had just seen what the game was. Like, when I played it, I was like, holy shit, this game is, you know, I hadn't played any of the betas, hadn't touched the game, hadn't even really seen anything about it. And when I played it, I was like, wow, this is really good. Like, that was my impression, was like, wow, the gameplay on this is so good that I just can't believe. I think the people that were so pissed off about it were the people that were like, you know, watching it from day one and they've been waiting for it for 2 years and expectations were just so high, you know what I mean? That they, you know, when they got the game, that nothing would have, you know, fulfilled them, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it just seemed to me like I watched the trailers, I watched the live action thing they did, and all that stuff always looks great. I mean, they have a good marketing department, that's for sure. But I started to read them reviews on it, and it was like, some people were like, wow, this is a really good game. But I didn't see anybody like, this is earth. I didn't see any reviews that were like, this is earth shattering.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't see any of those.
Here's the weird thing about Destiny that is, I think either going to like really piss people off or like get people to play it more. Is like the DLC. So they announced like 2 day one DLC packs.
Yeah.
And, they have 2 quote unquote expansion packs coming. There's like one in October, sure. I think, and then there's one in December. And
are those extra?
You have to pay more for them.
Okay. All right.
So it's like, I think it's like $30 or $40 for both. Okay. So the thing is that Destiny feels very, incomplete. Like, there's huge sections of story missing, and there's like, it feels like there should be more to the game,
right?
And there just isn't. Like, it feels like there should be more multiplayer modes. It feels like there should be more story, more single player stuff, more raids. Like, you can definitely tell that the game is built to have more. Like, it just seems like there should be more. Like, when you're exploring a world, there's just all these like inclinations that there's just more shit that's supposed to be there and it just isn't.
Right.
And so people are like freaking out because Destiny is underneath Activision, who's like
who like is really infamous for like the whole like Blizzard like fuck up where it was where it was like, oh, you know, basically they just cut out a bunch of stuff from a game and then they made it quote unquote DLC, even though the stuff was originally supposed to be in the game and people
it'd be in the game. Right, exactly.
It was with SimCity, I don't know if you remember. Like
people found the bits in the game.
And they were fuck? Like, are you serious? Yeah. So people are really concerned that like the quote unquote DLC that's coming out for Destiny is like what was originally supposed to be the full game. Right. Because when they showed it before the game launched, there was all this extra in a lot of the trailers before, there's like all these extra cutscenes and like these different characters you didn't see in the game anywhere, and like all this extra stuff. And they made a mistake where they showed all this stuff before, and now they launched the game and all that stuff is just like randomly missing, and people are like, where did all this shit go? And a lot of people are saying like when we played the beta, the game felt really done. So they're wondering, like, okay, is that DLC the stuff we were supposed to have in the game at launch? And you just cut that shit out on purpose to make a DLC? And when we get that DLC, is the game just all of a sudden going to make sense? And it's, you know what I mean? Like, when we get that DLC, is it like, here's all the missing story and all the missing PvP modes and all the missing raids and all, you know what I mean? And it's just going to be like, are you kidding me? Like, really? You
guys, that would suck.
That's the thing I'm mad about. Because
that would piss me off.
It just seems like
that really.
It's just all this stuff is just so very conveniently missing that it would be really shitty as if we get DLCs in there. You know what I mean? It's like, and it like makes sense that it was there beforehand. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
Yeah.
To make a buck these days.
I know, man.
To make a buck. So, Steam. Have you guys logged into Steam lately?
No.
No.
You should. They have a right when it comes up. You now get a personal start page.
Ooh. Oh, so I have. I totally did this.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool. You log in and it comes up and it says, hey, you know, we have this new area now. There's new areas. You know, we're making recommendations based on games that you bought. And instead of it being like, you know, here's all the new games, you know, that the rotating thing in the front. Mm-hmm. It's like now there's a few of them that says recommended for you. I actually clicked on a couple of them. I didn't buy them, but I clicked on a couple. Like, oh, cool. I didn't know about this game, you know, that kind of thing. So it's got a new kind of personal page for you now where you can they're trying to, like, make it more personalized. So I think that it's pretty cool. So if you haven't – I just happened to see it last night. You know, so if you haven't logged into Steam in the last week or so, log in. It's kind of cool. I mean, it's something Steam, you know, I think has been working on for a while. And the page looks better too. It looks kind of more – it doesn't look, you know, so, you know, just webbish. You know, it actually looks a little bit more personalized. So it's pretty cool. You should log in, take a look around. It's actually kind of cool. But yeah, there was a couple games there. I was like, oh, I never saw this game before. And it's pretty cool. So Apple, obviously, Dave, you didn't update to the 8.0, the new 8 stuff, did you?
No, yet? I haven't. It's super dumb because, okay, well, I'm glad.
I have
I'm
not
glad
either.
That it,
and I
was
screaming. I was screaming at people. Don't, as soon as I heard Apple say, this is the most significant update we've ever done, I was like, stay away from this.
Yeah.
Don't
it's the
do
most
it.
Significant fuck up we've ever done.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't.
It's super
don't
funny.
If you look on the website, I've got 3 or 4 articles that say, don't effing do. Don't.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear the word most significant update, it means, well, we went through beta with it, but we're really not sure yet, so we're calling it a feature, you know? And, oh, my God, what an absolute – Todd, you didn't get caught in it, did you?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I have 2 iPads at work, and I told the people that have them, don't even ask. You're not getting it.
Yeah.
You're going to freaking
not happening. It. Yeah. Just wait till they fix it, because it is not – anything that is new and significant and is a new release – you always wait for the first service pack. Mm. Unfortunately, even Apple's first service pack was – I have no idea how that got out. I'm telling you right now, and I mean this in all sincerity, thank God Steve Jobs is dead. Because if he would see this, he would have fired half the engineering staff. I know the QA guys would have been fired. Unbelievable that 8.0.1 went out and then took out the fingerprint. It took out the cell. You couldn't make a phone call. It was bricky. And then Apple's response was, well, you have to go back to 8.0. So you have to rip out 8.01, go back to 8.0, and then the next day after they say that, they release 8.02. I'm waiting to 8.03.
I'm
not
for
doing
nine.
Anything. Yeah, I'm exactly. I'm waiting for 9. I'm not. I haven't touched it. So I'm glad you guys, none of you guys, got caught in this, because it was. This is one of the biggest messes I've seen since Apple's antenna gate, when they put the antenna right by where people hold the damn phone. Mm-hmm. Who didn't think of that? But no one held the phone. They just stood back on the desk and went, ooh, ah.
Yeah, of course. Isn't that what you do with Apple phones? Don't you just stand back and go, oh.
Late night for a week.
It's so white. Look at it.
Well, I got a funny email from T-Mobile. They sent me an email. They said, hey, look, as part of the Jump program, you can go to the.
You can go to the iPhone.
You can go to the iPhone.
Yeah, no thanks.
And I was like, no, I'm waiting for the Note 4 because that's what I want to go to. And all of a sudden, I'm like, well, let me, why not? I'll click on the link. I'll take a look around, right? So I click on it, and then I said, yeah, let's add it to my basket, because I heard that it was back ordered. I thought maybe T-Mobile had a stock of them somewhere.
Right.
Comes up and it says your phone will ship in 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck with that. So. Yeah, yeah. So you want people to quote unquote jump to it and wait 4 to 6 weeks for the, yeah,
right.
I don't think so.
No,
yeah,
I'll just wait for that Note 4. Thanks.
So
thanks, Apple. This is the end of so I've had an iPhone since the iPhone 3, dude. Seriously, this is the end of a dynasty. It's the end of
And why are you going to the Note 4 then?
Because God, I hate to say this, but because Steve Jobs is dead. I mean it. I'm dead serious. I know that that's so messed up, but that dude ran that company with such. I mean, the guy was nuts. Don't get me wrong, he didn't accept anything less than the best. If it was not the best out of everything, then Steve Jobs was not interested in it. And I feel like when he passed away, Apple has just completely forgotten what he stood for. You know what I mean? I feel like they just when he passed away, I feel like the company was just like, okay, let's see how much money we can make riding the Steve Jobs thing before we go under. Let's do this. And it just is not the same. It's just not the same. It really isn't.
Do you think, and I ask both of you this, do you guys think he would have put out the iWatch the way it sits today?
Not a fucking chance. No way.
I mean, do you think he would have looked at that and went, oh, yeah, that's an Apple product?
No. He would have said,
battery, you're fired.
Yeah. He wouldn't even have brought it up. That it wouldn't even have been a bullet point in his presentation. You know what I mean?
I looked at that thing and I was like, you people are on crack.
Right.
But you know what? It'll sell a lot. People will.
I'm
but
sure
here's
will.
The thing: 1 day of battery.
Nope.
1 day.
No thanks.
Why would you wear? I mean, I don't even. Why? I'm sorry. I have to get home. I have to charge my iWatch. What the?
Right.
I just don't think that would have happened. No, I don't think Steve Jobs would have done it. I really don't.
No.
Yeah, I looked at that and went, you guys are on absolute crack. I'm not. But I will say this, though, and I mean this in all sincerity. There was – I shouldn't say there was. There is a couple of guys at work who were really excited about it. They can't wait to get it. I said, this thing looks like someone put a Tic Tac box on their wrist. And they're like, oh, no, it's got this, and you can poke it and all this. I'm like, it looks ridiculous. It looks like you're wearing a Tic Tac box. I mean, I don't get any part. It's just weird looking.
Don't get me wrong. Functionality is fine.
Yeah.
To a point, right? Unless this thing is going to wipe my ass for me, the functionality is not, you know what I mean? It's not there. This thing had better – cook me dinner and tuck me in at night if it's going to look like that. You understand? Functionality is only good to a point. You can only have – it only adds to the thing, to this device so much, right? And you have to have some kind of form there. You've got to have – it's got to be sleek. It has to look good. It's got to look like an Apple product and the things we expect from Apple, which is thin, high-def screens,
you know, works like a champ, no problems, good battery life. Like, those are the things that we've come to expect from, like, Apple products. And for them to come out and say, look at this watch that doesn't do anything that you want it to do and, you know, is clearly is not working the way that we want it to, and it's only got a day worth of battery life. Like, no, just leave. Like, just go away with that shit.
You guys remember what the first cell phones looked like? The big brick hand, the big brick things. Remember that?
Best.
And now they fit in your pocket. Okay. That's what this reminds me of.
Mm.
The you know, in 3 years, it will be what an iWatch is supposed to be.
Right.
It'll be thin. It'll look amazing. This is a money grab.
Right.
That's all this is. It's a pure. I just think it looks ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I just think it looks nuts. So, yeah, I'm not getting it. So, what is this? Who put in ruse? RUSE. Please don't try. Oh, it's a ruse. Don't try and charge your cell phone in the microwave. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Technology isn't quite there yet.
Right. There is not any phone or any device out there that you can throw into the microwave and it will charge. I don't care what your neighbor says.
What?
I don't care what anybody says. Don't do it.
No, listen, the trans waves, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Except for if you have a trans wave cell phone.
If you have right. You should add. Listen,
if you
go into
how did this even get started?
Mobile, you need to ask them. Does this phone come with trans waves? Does it have? You need to do that.
I should go in there and ask a T-Mobile guy. I should walk in there. I'm looking for the phone
when
that
I go,
can be charged by trans
waves. I go in.
Can I test it out in your microwave in the break?
I guarantee you the guy goes, oh, yeah, the new iPhone, trans wave.
Seriously,
oh, yeah, right
when I go into T-Mobile to upgrade to my Note 4, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to be like, does it come with the trans wave converter? Is that a feature? Is that one of the things? I don't see it on the list here. And then when he's like, trans wave converter, like, yeah, I heard once I get a trans wave, I can put it in my microwave to charge it. Is that a... Watch the guy flip out on me. No, don't put this in your microwave. Don't do that. That's awesome. I can't... You know what this reminds me of the Xbox off thing. Do you remember that?
Uh-uh.
Where people were tricking. It came out on the internet where it was like... They would say, like, if you read this... No, what, maybe it wasn't Xbox off. No, it was bricking. There's bricking people's Xboxes. That's what it was. Like, if you read a certain phrase to your Xbox, it would brick your Xbox or something. And so they put it online as, like, this is how you crack your Xbox. Like, you know, to, like, get to open it up so that you could install any game you want on it or whatever. But it was bricking people's... Oh, no, they were going into their system files and screwing with something. Or something like that.
Yeah,
but
remember that.
Yeah. It's super funny. The same thing where it's like, don't try. If the internet tells you to do something that doesn't sound like it should work,
it doesn't
please
mean
don't.
It's going to work.
Please
don't trust
the internet.
Yeah. Don't listen to the internet.
If it came from 4chan, do not trust it.
Or Cracked or anything.
Right. Or
like
Reddit.
That. Yeah,
any of those sites, just don't.
Yeah, don't
the
do it.
The trolls are strong.
Well, I was just watching. I just found this webpage here. I'll throw this in a little. Our little chat thing here. Check this page out. Looks like some guy actually tried it.
Awesome.
So if you go down, about 3/4 of the way, it says introducing the next big thing. And it looks like somebody did a Photoshop, obviously, of an iPhone 6, right?
And not to Todd. Hang on.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, love,
you,
man.
Put it straight to me. I got it here.
Oh, did I? Man. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Sorry. Here, everybody. There you go. All right. So then you go down about 3/4 of the way, and it says some guy named Nick goes, I just tried using the new iOS feature Wave, where you can charge your iPhone with a microwave. Does not
work. Awesome.
Yeah, so.
What is Wave? Yeah. I love this. They even made like an infographic, too. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Yeah, isn't that? Yeah, I got it.
Is Wave.
People.
How does Wave work? They even made like a little at everything. They made the 8.
Yeah,
and all.
Exactly. I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean.
God, I love the internet.
Yeah, people
like this just makes me laugh.
Well, I love that Nick tried it.
The worst part about Nick trying.
Oh man, it doesn't work, man.
He had Apple support and be like, so then you guys this new Wave feature. Like,
the Wave feature doesn't work, man. Yeah,
exploded. I'm not really sure. Was that supposed? Is that intentional?
Do I need an upgrade? Was there a patch or something?
Because
it didn't work, man.
You weren't supposed to put it on high.
It only works on low, man. You didn't read the directions.
What is this, Ubiquiti Networks?
Oh, yeah, I put that in. You haven't heard of that?
It? No.
Actually, here, let me send you the link.
I love how we do this, and then I have to, like, you know, cut and paste all the shit up. Yeah, I have to, like, do all this, yeah.
Ooh. They're out of San Jose. They do access points, phones, internet, or web cameras and all that crap. We're actually starting to use them now as access points, replacing our Ciscos.
Really?
And they're reasonably priced. You can get a 3-pack for $830 off Amazon. And the coverage is great. Super simple to set up.
450 megabit. What is it? Software?
No, you'll put the software on a computer, configure it how you want it, and then you put the access point on the network on your VLAN, whatever. Then the system, the software sees that you have a new access point out there, and it asks if you want to adopt it. You just click adopt it. It configures it, reboots it, it's up and ready to go.
No shit.
So I can just tell, I can give one of these to the maintenance guys with the mounting bracket and say, hey, I want this here. Run me a cable from here back to my switch. Plug it into port 12. Let me know when you're done. Well, they don't even have to let me know when they're done because I'll get an email of it noticing a new device on the network.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, no shit.
So I have
to check this out.
I have about four or five of these in place right now. And I got, you know, several more to put in. But, I mean, it's so much easier. I mean, once you get the configuration set, I have the core network on there. And then I also have, like, you know, a guest network. But I've totally throttled it down big time. So, you know, they can't listen to music or anything on it, really.
Right.
And then it's also, you know, because I'm running OpenDNS, so all that stuff on the network is still configured on here. So nobody can be doing Facebook on the guest network either.
Oh, huh. And monitor your devices. A command line CLI is available for advanced users. Huh. So it's a wireless network.
Yeah.
Huh. No shit.
You use Blue Dots.
Oh, mine. Yeah. So it's using... Oh, so it's using a 2-channel. Huh.
Well,
that is pretty cool. Well, no, I mean, Verizon is doing something similar. I don't want to say it's AirMax, but what they're doing is they're setting up towers. I mean, Verizon's announced they're not laying any more Fios fiber. What they're doing is they're putting in wireless repeaters. And they're putting up single tower access points. So it's kind of like DirecTV, you know, you point to a satellite. These are the same kind of things, but in the homes. And what they're doing is they're putting up an antenna like on the back of the home or up on the chimney or the side of the house or whatever. And they're pointing it at this access tower. And it's providing super fast internet, but on a wireless device, which is obviously much cheaper for them. They put one tower up. Everybody points to it. Everybody gets their data right from... you know, the tower. For me, it's a little bit weird because I'm like, well, you know, we do get hurricanes around here occasionally. I got to go through one. And, you know, it would take, you know, if the tower starts to swing and then your alignment gets out or whatever, you know, that can be a problem. Or thunderstorms, it'll take out, you know, your access too. But I can totally, this is pretty, I'm going to have to look at this.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of cool, they provide wireless backhaul devices.
And it's pretty fast, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And we're actually looking at getting some of this stuff for out at the plant to get, you know, remember when I took you out to the digester and we walked on that big waterbed thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was cool, yeah.
Well, there's a thing down below it that the guy wants on the network. So we're looking at getting one of these fixed outdoor wirelesses, put one up on the milk silo, and shoot the other end down there towards the digester to get this device up on the network. So the guy knows how much methane, what the methane is in the digester.
Right. That's so cool you guys do that. I have to tell people about that. It's really cool. If you ever, you know, these farms that use all this stuff that, you know, you cow shit basically to create energy. It's amazing. It really is. It truly is. Well, when we're done with this, I'm going to actually take a look at that. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I got six-pack of cameras that they offer, too. Those aren't that much. I mean, it works the same type of software.
Right.
It's just learning how to configure the software and all that, because, you know, our cameras there, we have four separate systems. It's a pain in the ass. So we're looking to consolidate it to one, have it be up in the server room. So, I mean, and these cameras are not that expensive either.
They're outdoor cameras too.
They have indoor stuff. The ones that I got, they say they're outdoor, but I wouldn't put it outdoors. But they have these other ones that are like pro. Those are meant for outdoors.
They have like the cover on it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, no, totally. I'm seriously, that's really cool. I mean, and I think that's how the internet goes. I think that's how. I think our days of. I think we've gotten to a point now, like where on my phone. With the LTE, there's a 5 LTE coming. I mean, you know, as they increase these bandwidths and make wireless faster and stuff, I really believe that's how we start to move data. I think we do it over wireless. I think cabling is kind of archaic as far as the expense that goes into it and what it takes to make the cable, where you can just throw up a, you know, basically a little dish pointed at an access point and boom, off you go. There's your data. So I actually think that's probably going to be the way that we
go. Actually,
I think
it's that's actually what we're looking at doing at work now, because we can't get anything faster from the phone company than 10 megs. Right. Yeah. So we're looking at this other company that, I mean, they strictly provide wireless.
Right.
And we're going to get a 30 meg connection from them.
Dude, how big of a difference is that going to be?
Oh, that's going to be huge.
Seriously, it's going to be huge.
I mean, they're going to give us our own dedicated device up on this tower above the college.
Right.
And I mean, as much as we were willing to pay, we can go up.
Wow.
And I think it's got Verizon fiber coming in, AT&T fiber, and something else. So it's not going to be going offline.
Right. Yeah. No, not at all. Damn. Yeah. No shit. Wow. That's pretty good.
That's the only thing we can do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, what are you willing to pay for bandwidth, you know, and you have to get creative, you know, seriously, you have to get creative on it. So Windows 9 will be out. It's going to be shown next week for the first time. A lot of excitement around it because we're going to basically get Windows 7 redone. So we're going to get a start menu. We're going to get virtual desktops. I mean, all these things that really Windows 8 should have been.
You mean all the shit we were supposed to already have? Oh,
exactly.
Sounds...
Yeah, we're going to get it in Windows 9. So it will be shown for the first time next week. I'm going to have an NDA. I can't really talk about it, but they're going to show it to the MVPs. So we're going to be able to get take a look at it for the first time, see what they're working on. Metro will still be there, but it will be on the backside like it should have been in the first place. So, you know, I'm actually very, very excited to see Windows 9, what they've done. But from everything I've seen, the screenshots, some of the leak stuff, it looks like Windows 7 supercharged. It looks like Windows 7 with a bunch of more features in it that it should have been in Windows 8. So I think Windows 9 is going to be a big success. And it's like, it's so weird how Microsoft just seems every other one, they nail it. And then Windows 10 is going to suck. They're going to try something else. Everyone's going to go, no. And then they'll wait for Windows 11, you know, that kind of thing. So, and I'm hoping Windows 9, according to what I'm hearing, it's either going to be a free upgrade or it's going to be like a $20 upgrade. It's going to be very inexpensive. So I think it'll be a big success. And I think a lot of people will go to it too, because obviously with the start menu back, I mean, everything that should have been in Windows 8 will be in Windows 9. And you know, so it'll be shown next week. So there'll be a lot of coverage on that. So look for that on the site. And then I put this one thing up. And did you guys – here, I don't know. Did you guys actually – you have to hear this, but – this Barbie doll, I don't think says what it actually says. Oh, wait, sorry about that.
God.
Hold on. I didn't cut the whole thing in there. So, but you have to kind of listen to it, because it really does sound like the Barbie doll is saying what I think it's saying. But I don't think it is. I think it's actually saying something else. But if you listen to it, it sounds like this Barbie doll is actually saying the F word. And it's actually kind of funny, because this mom gave it to her girl, her kid, I mean, you know, her daughter. And if you listen, she recorded it. If you listen to it, it's actually pretty damn funny.
The fact that she sings it, that's the best part.
Exactly.
Like, by far the best part.
I actually thought that was pretty good.
I would walk around my house with this whenever someone said crazy to me, just be like,
I would take it to work. Like, here, what's yeah?
Just look at them and hit the Barbie doll button. And just wait.
Where did you hear that? My Barbie doll saying, "What the fuck?"
Like, I don't think that means what you think that means.
Exactly. All right, so I'm going to close it off with this joke. This was actually pretty good. It's a Microsoft balloon joke. So you guys will like this one. A man flying in a hot air balloon suddenly realizes he's lost. He reduces height and spots a man down below. He lowers the balloon further and shouts to get directions. "Excuse me, can you tell me where I am?" The man below says, "Yes, you're in a hot air balloon hovering 30 feet above this field." The man in the balloon says, "You must work in information technology." "I do," replies the man. "How did you know?" "Well," says the balloonist, "everything you have told me is technically correct, but it's of no use to anyone." The man below replies, "You must work in management." "I do," replies the balloonist. "How did you know?" "Well," says the man, "you don't know where you are or where you're going, but you expect me to be able to help. You're in the same position you were before we met. But somehow now it's my fault." I like that. That was actually pretty good. Okay, guys. Hey, thanks a lot for playing. I appreciate it. We'll see you all in a couple weeks. And have a good one, guys.
Yeah, bye, everybody.
Right. See you guys.
Later, everybody. Bye, guys. Podcast
Ninjas. Why are you going to go into Best Buy and see 75% off on a game that's $50?
That's all you need me in the fridge.
Why do you buy crap?
What is that?
Dope! Because I could walk up to a baby right now and start yelling at him that toys are stupid, and he wouldn't be able to talk back to me, so I could say I win.
I trounced my son. I trounced him. I absolutely trounced him. However, Dustin's had a change of heart. He feels it's the best browser ever put out, and that it will dominate the landscape. And this is the end of the podcast, so we're going to go away right now.
Yeah, funny.